When meeting with young couples who are preparing for marriage, I often ask them, which of you saw the other first? The response is always interesting and can be amusing. Of course, the staple of romantic cinema is that moment when two people see one another across a crowded room. As their eyes lock, the rest of the world turns grey. I don't inquire from young couples what it is that they see in one another in those initial moments, but I suspect that they see more than facial or physical beauty, but catch a glimpse of a deeper beauty. It is this beauty that catches and holds attention. The saints have taught that God is not only beautiful, but is the very essence of beauty. They claimed that beauty is God's way of appealing to us, that we might see in all things beautiful a reflection of divine beauty. St. Augustine, for example, claimed that God was beauty itself, which earthly beauty merely reflected. It is said that St. Francis of Assisi saw in the beauty of creation a ladder by which he could climb up and embrace the one who is utterly beautiful. We too can recognize God's beauty imprinted on creation. In this season, despite our inclement weather, we note the cheerfulness of the spring flowers, the daffodils and the crocuses. But today, the Gospel holds before us not the beauty of the world of nature, but the beauty of holiness, as seen in the lives of the saints. For example, Mother Teresa, Pope John Paul II, Carlo Acutis. However, it is seen most brilliantly in the person of Jesus Christ. It was for that reason, as the Gospel tells us, that people flocked to Jesus as he had an extraordinary impact on them. Indeed, the Pharisees complained, "Look, the whole world has gone after him." Jesus communicates God's loving kindness and beauty. He is that love and beauty in person. This must surely have been the experience of Peter, James, and John on that mountain when they saw Jesus transfigured. Strangely, the Gospels say little about the experience, other than his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Perhaps they were just lost for words, because beauty cannot be adequately described. It can only be experienced. The apostles' experience of the majesty of God shining through the humanity of Christ was etched on their memory, and was intended to strengthen their faith and to brace them for the coming crisis of the crucifixion. But this story of the transfiguration of Jesus is also our story. As with Peter, James, and John, it is inevitable that our faith will also be put to the test. We too will be prey to doubt and discouragement, and possibly tempted to give up. These are the times when we should recall those moments when, like a sudden flash of light, we felt the Lord's closeness and knew that his love had touched our lives. Such experiences come in various forms, best described as blessings. Hence the age-old advice that we take time, even in the midst of difficulties, to count our blessings. We may not use the word beautiful to describe these blessings, but in fact, there is no better word. Our blessings may include the experience of falling in love, or the birth of a child, or the first communion of a son or daughter, perhaps a good confession when a burden is lifted, or beautiful scenery or music, or when, in the silence of the church, we are conscious of the Lord's presence. These are the experiences which cause us, like Peter, to cry out, "Lord, it is wonderful for us to be here." The first and most significant transfiguration moment in our lives is baptism. Part of the ritual of baptism is to wrap the newly baptized in a white robe, accompanied by the following prayer: "You have become a new creation and have clothed yourself in Christ. See in this white garment the outward sign of your Christian dignity." The baptismal robe is but a symbol of the invisible robe which surrounds us and which we wear every day. A robe of the most extraordinary beauty, not made of silk or wool, but of divine love. It is a guarantee that one day we will fulfill our destiny and shine like the sun. Such a thought caused one of the saints to cry out, "O Christian, be aware of your dignity." He could equally have said, "Be aware of your beauty." Lent cautions that we are to bring our baptismal robe unstained into the everlasting life of heaven. But because of human frailty, keeping it unstained is far from easy. Peter denied Jesus. The other apostles deserted him. But the gospel shows us that Jesus lovingly renewed those friendships. We too fail the Lord, but all can be made white as light again and friendship mended. This is what takes place in that beautiful and wonderful sacrament of penance. Confession is a real transfiguration moment. Lord, may the beauty of your holiness captivate us and transfigure our lives. May it always keep us in your friendship. Amen.